Here's the latest update from Auckland Council Building Control Unit as at 23 April 2020. General building, reclad and durability inspections will resume operations from Tuesday 28th of April. The online booking tool will reopen at 7 a.m. Wednesday 22 April. Where possible, inspections will be carried out remotely using different remote inspection tools depending on the type of inspection. An inspector will call you prior to the inspection, discuss the options available, and guide you through the process. Please note, inspections using remote online tools may require the use of mobile data if Wi-Fi is not available on site and may take longer to complete than normal on-site inspections. Not all inspections can be carried out remotely, and in these cases, a physical inspection will need to take place. The following guidance is provided for these on-site inspections. Before you commence any construction, you must ensure that you have a site-specific safety plan to address the risks associated with COVID-19, and there is industry guidance available at chasnz.org/COVID-19, or just check out the link below. You can also book inspections online via Auckland Council, link below also. On the morning of the inspection, an inspector will call you to discuss any specific H&S requirements relating to your site, which they need to know about. These will include the following: signing in and out protocols, standard health and safety induction requirements, health checks or declarations, any specific PPE gear you require on the site, and any special rules relating to working areas such as one direction stairways, maximum number of people on ladders, scaffolding, lifts, etc. During inspection, H&S requirements you must follow to enable safe inspection to take place are: you'll need to provide hand sanitizing or washing stations at the site entrance for the inspector to use. Physical distancing of 2 meters minimum must be strictly adhered to. Work areas or zones where inspections will take place must be cleared of workers whilst the inspection takes place. This does not mean the whole site needs to be cleared, only the areas where the inspector is inspecting. The inspector will leave site if anyone is showing symptoms or signs of illness. After inspection, you will receive a briefing from the inspector regarding the outcome of the inspection. This will be done either using the 2 meter physical distancing rules on site or by phone. The inspection outcome statement and checklist will be emailed to you at the conclusion of the inspection.